This morning, I was thinking about what, during the week, I was thinking about what I was going to speak to the boys and girls about. And there was something that was came around, and I just was thinking about decisions. And you know, decisions are something that not everybody likes to make. But you know, I wonder, boys and girls, has anybody ever been to Newcastle, to Maud's Ice Cream? Who's been to Maud's in Newcastle? See, every time I go to Newcastle, I have to go to Maud's. And that's a decision that's easy made. But you know, you see when you get inside, there's a decision that's very hard to make. Because as you walk through the doors, there's this lovely, great big counter. And there must be about 12 or more different flavours of ice creams. And you have to stand in front of it. And there's maybe a big queue behind. And you're going, well, which one will I have now? And, well, I had mint the last time, so maybe I'll go for honeycomb, or maybe I'll have vanilla, or maybe you might go for strawberry. And, well, there's a nice chocolate one there. I wonder what that tastes like. And you have this decision to make. And then finally you make your mind up, and you think, that's it, that's great, I'm getting ice cream. And you tell the girl what you want, and she gets a big scoop in, she puts it on top of the cone, and then she says, would you like a topping? And you go, yeah. And she says, well, you can have a flake, you can have marshmallows, you can have hundreds and thousands, you can have Smarties, you can have chocolate sauce, or you can have a strawberry sauce. So then you have to start and you have to think, well, I do like flakes, and I especially like Smarties, and, well, I do like those wee fluffy marshmallows. And you have to think a wee while, and eventually then you say, well, maybe I'll go for Smarties. And so she puts the Smarties on the top. And then you say, well, can I have a flake as well? And she'll put a flake on the top for you. And then you sit down and you're standing. And I always have this problem, because see, when I sit down with my ice cream, I look at it and I go, will I bite the flake first or will I lick it? And a big drip of ice cream comes down onto my thumb. And I say to myself, well, the decision's made. I'm going to have to lick it first. So I give it a big lick. And then I bite into my flake. And you see, that's all, that's the decisions. And that's some of the decisions when you're small. But then when you get bigger, and you're starting to grow up, and the decisions start to get harder. And, you know, in the Bible, I was reading about a man who had a very important decision to make. And it was a rich young ruler. And the rich young ruler came to see Jesus, and he had a very important question that he wanted to ask Jesus. And that was, he says, what good thing should I do that I may have eternal life? And so the Lord Jesus replied to him, and he says, well, if you keep my commandments, if you don't steal, you don't murder, if you honour your father and your mother, you don't commit adultery, you love your neighbour as yourself. And well, this young rich ruler, he thought himself, well, you know, I've never stole, and I've never murdered anybody, and I've always honoured my father and my mother because I'm always a good boy. And he thought, and he said to Jesus, well, he says, all these things I've kept from my youth. And the Lord Jesus, he said to him, well, he says, and the young, rich young ruler, he said, well, like, what more should I do? What do I lack? What more do I need to do? And the Lord Jesus said to him, well, sell all that you have, give it all to the poor, and come, follow me. And you know, the rich young ruler thought about it. And he thought, and Jesus said to him, you know, he says, I have far more treasures in heaven that I can give to you. And he thought, well, like, selling everything like that, I'd have to give up all my nice clothes and give up all my nice sandals, and I wouldn't have my nice comfortable bed to sleep in anymore, my nice house with roof over my head. And, well, like, what about buying all this nice food that I can eat? And you know, it tells us in the Bible that he turned away sorrowful. He turned away very sad, and he walked away from Jesus because he couldn't give up his riches. The decision was his to make. Do I follow Jesus, and have eternal life and a home in heaven and have treasures in heaven, or do I sell all that I have now, all the good things that I have and all my money that I have, and give it all to the poor? And Jesus' disciples were there as well, and they thought to themselves, like, surely it'd be easier to follow Jesus whenever you have money in your pocket and you wouldn't be poor. And you see, because they knew, because every day they were faced getting up in the mornings and they had followed Jesus. But you see, they should have knew better, because they knew that God provides everything. God meets all our needs. But you know, before he can meet our need, there's one thing we have to do, and that is ask him into our hearts. But the Lord Jesus turned to the disciples, and in Matthew chapter 19 and verse 24, this is what it says, and this is what Jesus said to the disciples. And he said, "It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God." And Jesus was trying to teach his disciples a lesson, and he was trying to teach the rich ruler a lesson as well. But most of all, he wants us to see that it doesn't matter how much money you have, it doesn't matter what good things you do, it doesn't matter whether you help an old lady across the road every day of your life, it doesn't matter whether you just come to church, all those things don't matter. The most important thing is that the first thing you have to do is ask the Lord Jesus into your heart and admit that you have sinned. You see, the rich young ruler, he couldn't admit that he had sin in his life, because he thought that he kept all the commandments. He couldn't see that he had sin in his heart, but the Lord Jesus could see the sin in his heart. And the Lord Jesus can see the sin in our hearts. And you know, when I was a wee boy, I was only 9 years old, and I went to a mission one time. And you know, I grew up in Sunday school, just like many here, and I went to church with my mummy and daddy in the mornings, and I went to church in the evenings. And I went to different Bible clubs and the Good News Club during the week. And I knew that I needed to be saved. But you know, at the age of 9, I decided that I would make a decision. And that decision was that I was going to tell God that I was sorry for my sins. And so I bowed my head and I said that I was sorry for all the wrong things that I had done. And I asked the Lord Jesus to come into my life. And I asked him to take away all my sin, and I wanted him to rule in my life, and I wanted to follow him. And that was a big decision for me at 9 years old. And some of you are probably 9, and maybe you're younger. And it's great if you've asked the Lord Jesus into your heart already. But if you haven't, you know, I want you to think about the rich young ruler. It says he went away sorrowful. He could have asked the Lord Jesus into his life and being very happy, because he thought that he was going to get something simple to do. He thought it was only a matter of the Lord Jesus. Yes, and he could have just said, "Your sins are forgiven you," but you know, he wouldn't have meant it. The rich young ruler wouldn't have known the Lord Jesus as if he had have come and said, "I am a sinner." He thought that he was going to have the Lord Jesus in his life by giving money or doing some great thing, or by the things that he'd already done. But you know, it tells us in the Bible that that isn't the way to do it. You have to confess your sin and know the Lord Jesus in your heart. I want you to thank you for listening. And you know, maybe during school and you're thinking of different decisions you have to make, I want you to think of the rich young ruler and the decision he had. But you know, also want you to think of a decision that you can make today. I can have the Lord Jesus in my heart today, and all I have to do is admit that I'm a sinner. And it's a very easy decision to make, because I thought it was going to be hard, but you know, with the help of the Lord Jesus and by praying to him and by reading his word, he has been able to help me along my life, and he can do that for you as well. He can help you in your life and lead you along his path and know the plan that he has for you if you ask him into your life. Thank you very much for listening.